That was Hellfire from Q Lazarus, Goodbye Horses, The Many Lives of Q Lazarus. I would like to report on the SAP Red Leafs hockey at this time. On August 14th, the BC IHL Red Leafs announced the signing of goaltender Max Fowle, who stands at 6 feet or 183 centimeters, weighs 170 pounds or 77 kilograms. Spent last four seasons in the PIJHL, KIJHL, and winning 53 games and winning 53 of 109 games with Mission City, Kelowna, and Richmond on the SFU BCIHL Hockey's Facebook and Instagram pages.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. Plux is taking a while to load up. Oh, now it's loading up. Sorry for some technical difficulties once again at CGSF On Air Studio. The fifth group is Puma Blues Antechamber. Just a minute, please. Oh, it's playing some wrong. It's playing a wrong album. Just a minute, please. My God. Sorry about this. Yeah, I mean, I got the Puma Blue, but I guess that for some reason it led to me to an older album. Just a minute, please. I just have to scroll down. There we go. The fifth group is Puma Blues Antechamber. Here is Hotel Room.
When I first took in the hotel room, I knew it couldn't be too. inside of you, all alone apart from the smell of the smoke. It wasn't love at first sight, but a stretch, just somewhere to hang my coat.
I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with its annual champions competing for the Man Cup against the Major Lacrosse Association champions based in Ontario. Also, many WLA players compete in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. The 2025 finals kicked off on August 12th as the top seed Coquitlam Adirondacks hosted the second seed New West Salmon Bellies at Poirier Sports Complex, where the Adirondacks doubled up the Salmon Bellies 6-3. Coquitlam was led by Christian Del Bianco's Coquitlam was led by Christian Del Bianco's 46 saves as a first star. Jalen Chester with a goal and assist for the third star, while Frank Sigliano made 39 saves for New West in the losing effort as a second star. On August 14th, the host Salmon Bellies crushed the 8-X 10-5 at New West Queens Park Arena. As the Salmon Bellies tied the 2025 WLA Finals at 1. New West was led by Frank Sigliano's 44 saves as a first star, Mitch Jones' 3 goals and assist as a second star, and Keen Moon led Coquitlam with a goal and 2 assists in the losing effort as a third star. On August 16th, the WLA mourned the loss of Paolo Brunoro, a longtime Coquitlam Aidenac. Later that day, the 2025 WLA Finals shifted to Coquitlam on August 16th as the Aidenac hosted the New West Salmon Bellies for Game 3 at Poirier Sports Center. The visitors New West bested Coquitlam in a 14-11 barn burner as the Salmon Bellies were led by Mitch Jones' goal, 10 assists as a first star, Ty Kurtz 4 goals, 7 assists as the second star, and Keen Moon led the 18X with 3 goals and 3 assists in the losing effort as the third star, as New West grabbed a 2-1 series lead in the best of 7 series over Coquitlam.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Prime Minder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The sixth act is Pseudo-Antigone's Lubbers. Just a minute, please. It's playing a different song. Just a minute, please. The sixth act is Pseudo-Antigone's Lubbers. Confusing and messy is what I'm here for. The tune is Looking Back at Things.
Honesty, vulnerability. You said you could hear me out, but I said it wasn't working.
Seventh band is Pontix, Le Canadien Errant, with the title track.
Thank you.
perd dans l'horizon. Pour les orages qui mènent au printemps, mes larmes séchées au grand vent.
Thank you for listening to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Sour Dope's CJSF Singles. Here is High Roller.
I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce. The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.